property. The president is going to be in Denver tonight, not signing this stimulus package in Washington, D.C., but out there with ordinary folks in Denver. He'll go on to Arizona. Representative Don Manzullo, a Republican from the Rockford area, and Danny Davis, the Democrat from Chicago, are on the phone again. They've joined us before like this to talk a little bit about the president's plan. Gentlemen, representatives, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Don. How
good
you
morning,
doing?
Good morning, Danny. How are you, brother?
Okay.
Good.
Let's start with the signing of the bill for $787 billion. Don, you voted against it, right?
That's correct.
And the principal objection you have to it is what?
Well, not very little of it was aimed at actually stimulating or spending money immediately in order to kickstart the economy. That was the biggest problem, that most of the items in there were items that should have been discussed during regular debate and been part of the regular budget.
So it's too little, too late?
Well, it's just the wrong formula. I mean, there wasn't enough in there to kickstart manufacturing. If you don't kickstart manufacturing, this economy will never recover.
Danny, do you agree?
Well, I agree that manufacturing is one of the great needs that exist in our country. We've lost a great deal of our manufacturing base, but I guess where I differ is believing that there was enough and is enough in other areas that we're going to get some of the much-needed help.
For instance?
Well, the hospitals in the state of Illinois, I mean, with $65 billion that will provide assistance to states for Medicaid, and with the large Medicaid population, the number of disproportionate hospitals that we have where the states aren't paying them and can't pay their bills, that's going to be a great help to them and, of course, all of the people who work in the medical area and who benefit from it will benefit from that part of the package. I don't think we're going to get all of our problems solved. I think Don is correct when he says that we've got to find a way to get more manufacturing done in this country, no matter what else we do.
Representative Manzullo, I cut you off there. Maybe I didn't, but if you wanted to respond to what Danny Davis said, go ahead.
Well, what Danny said is correct. The hospitals need help. Medicaid needs help. But those are the types of things that should be discussed during what we call regular order as part of the overall budget process, and not emergency spending, which goes directly to the deficit. That's the problem. We have an $800 billion bill, and in fact, we got it 10 hours before debate. It's $800 million a page, $40 million a line, $4 million a word.
But Donnie, what do you want to do? Wait? I mean, do we have time?
No. What we want to do, it was very easy. And the basics were this. The Republican plan would spend half the amount of money. According to President Obama's own advisors, it would actually create 6 million jobs. We would have had a very generous tax break so that Americans could spend their own money to pull us out of this by lowering the income tax brackets in the two lowest brackets. And then, on top of most American families getting a $3,000 tax rate, you could get up to $15,000 tax credit for buying a new home and several thousand dollars for buying a brand new car.
Okay,
but those incentives.
I don't want to get all that wonky about this, Don. It seems to me, Danny, jump in here at any time, but both of you respond to this. There was a headline on CNN yesterday, and they had a little debate with some people, and it was that Republicans, Representative Manzullo, know that if this bill fails to stimulate the economy, that they will make hay during the next election. And if this bill is successful, it still won't be successful enough by the next election that they can still make hay. So there's no political reason for a Republican to support it, and that's why none of them do. How do you respond to that, Don?
I think that's garbage. Danny and I both look at the people that we represent and what's best for them. We don't look down 1 or 2 years to say, how is this going to play in the press? We don't do that.
Danny, how do you respond to the fact that there's not much bipartisan support?
Well, of course, there are political considerations, and if one did a political analysis, as those individuals have obviously done, the political analysis is obviously true. if we are successful, then of course Democrats are going to be all over the place gloating. We're going to be telling people what we were able to do. If we're not successful, then of course the Republicans are going to say, we told you it wouldn't work in the beginning. But, you know, Don talked a great deal about process and regular order. If you're sitting in the emergency room at Cook County Hospital trying to get a doctor, there isn't anything about regular order that you're concerned about. What you're really concerned about is how do you get a doctor because you are sick. Or if you're unemployed and don't have a job, regular order is not what concerns you the most. What concerns you the most is getting some help to get a job. And so we're going to have this debate, and it's going to go on and on and on and on. The American people will ultimately be the judge and will determine what was the best approach. And I think that we can do it without a great deal of acrimony. I don't think that we have to always jump up and down, beat each other up. There are some honest, perhaps, disagreements that have certain political consequences.
All right, let me throw in a couple of calls here. Brian's in Cary. You're on WGN. Hey, Brian.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Mr. Manzullo, I live in Cary. You're my representative. And I'm going to take you to task on something. Neighbor of mine next door works for Motorola. Yeah. Friend of his, who also lives in the district, worked for a dealership down in Barrington that closed. Both of those people, one's out of a job, one is looking down the barrel of a gun at losing a job. Do you think that a $5,000 tax credit or a $15,000 credit for buying a new home is going to help anybody if they're out of a job?
Well, the first thing we got to do is the people that are working, we need them to start buying products in order to get the lines of production going again so people can go back to work.
But if
the car starts growing again, then you have the residual effect, impact of people going back to work and then actually stimulating the economy. I mean, remember,
okay,
Brian, the Republicans also had a plan that we voted on. The Democrats could have joined us. It spent half the amount of money, and it created twice the amount of jobs. So we didn't just sit back and say nothing. We had an alternative.
But let's go back to the root of it. These are two people in your district,
right,
at 7.5-plus unemployment rate, and you're throwing out tax credits for those that have jobs. What about those that don't have jobs? We've got to get them back to work.
First of all,
I don't see these tax credits as being a viable way of putting people back to work.
It's great
for myself, who still has a job,
right,
that could go out and buy a new car this year. I'm planning on moving out of the district, so that's not going to help me.
And, Brian, when you go out and buy a new car, that puts other people back to work. That starts a supply chain of manufacturing going, and that's what it's going to take to put your neighbor to work.
Brian, I appreciate your role.
Goes into the system.
Representative Davis?
Of confidence to go out and spend that money, and if Brian is not confident that things are going to keep moving and keep improving,
yeah,
then Brian is going to try to hold on as long as he can without spending that additional money to buy a new car. And that's why I think we've got to start at the very bottom, put the money into circulation so that we can beef up the economy to give people the confidence that they need in order to spend. I'm certainly not spending at a level that says, hey, I'm not going to worry about whether or not I've got a job and some money coming in next month.
Even the people who do have the money are afraid to spend the money, and then there's the people who might not have the money, and then there's just the people that don't. And it's a confidence thing. Well, we're going to get the $787 billion, and as Representative Davis said, that'll be the proof in the pudding. Danny, thanks for joining us, and Don, we appreciate your time this morning as well. Thank you, fellas.
Talk later. Thanks, guys.
Thank you
bye-bye.
Very much. Don, it's a pleasure.
There they go. One from Rockford, one from Chicago.